everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show, the midweek edition. It is Wednesday, July 18th, 2012. How about that monsoon season? We are off to a decent, actually, the second most rain ever in recorded history for a monsoon season. So let's hope it keeps up. However, right now we're taking a little pause from the monsoon. The home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030, KVOI. We call it Tucson's Intelligent Voice. We're streaming our show live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we make it very easy for you to find and hear our program. We post it to three websites, usually about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's at buckmastershow.com. TucsonCitizen.com has a prominent display on their homepage of the Buckmaster Show, and TucsonSentinel.com also carrying our program. We are live noon to 1 each weekday. We'll launch this midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show with Vic Williams, one of four Republicans in the battle for an open seat on the Pima County Board of Supervisors from District 1. 20 minutes past the hour, famed comet discoverer David Levy will join us from his astronomy camp in upstate New York. Half past the hour, our monthly focus on animal care issues, and we'll close out the show with Leah Marquez Peterson. She is CEO and president of the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We encourage you at any point to join in the conversation with a question or comment, 790-2040. You can submit questions using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. Our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. Joining us now is State Representative Vic Williams from the Legislative District 26, covering Marana, Oro Valley, Catalina Foothills, and other parts of the Tucson area. Representative Williams, one of four Republicans battling it out in the upcoming primary for the open seat on the Pima County Board of Supervisors in District 1. That seat became open when Supervisor Ann Day announced her retirement. Representative Williams, along with Stuart McDaniel, Allie Miller, and Mike Helen, want to win the right to face Democrat Nancy Young Wright in the general election. Representative Williams, good to see you. How are you?
Bill, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me in studio. It's good to be with you here.
It's good to see you again. How's the campaign going?
We're doing real well. We know we have very strong name ID. We have a substantial lead right now in that race, but that's because we're working hard. We're getting our name out there. We're going door to door. Good, effective campaign, grassroots. We've met with thousands of people. Bill, I've eclipsed walking to over 14,000 homes in 4 years since my first campaign. Back in 2008, that's equated to over 5,000 conversations on doorsteps up in District 1.
What's the number one issue that those people are telling you?
Well, there's three issues.
Or asking you or
there's
commenting.
Three, four issues are basically going on. Our roads, our infrastructure up in the Catalina foothills is falling apart, getting funding for roads long-term on that. Economic development, jobs, we're seeing that happen, though, in a positive, effective manner. Right now in Oro Valley with Innovation Park, our bioscience industry, largest cluster of bioscience jobs in Arizona, and that's something I've worked rather closely with and make sure that we will continue our relationship with the U of A, our educational assets such as the Basis School, the Sonoran Science Academy that support that. As well, government transparency. Everyone knows who Chuck Huckleberry is, but very few people know what a county supervisor is. That's something that will change under a Vic Williams administration. I'll remain out there, remain vocal, remain out in the public eye. Also something I'm getting, and surprisingly enough, from the foothills, people are absolutely adamant about getting Rosemont Copper in.
Talk a little bit about funding your own campaign. No one can say you don't believe in yourself.
No, that's absolutely certain.
I mean, you put over $100,000 into this thing.
Well, let's put it this way. First off, I've raised more than the other candidates did by the May 31st or June 2nd reporting date. I had $27,000 raised. I think Stuart McDaniel outraised me by a grand or two. I outraised Mike Helen, outraised the other opponent, Allie Miller. But most everyone has put some money in there. I've put money in myself. I believe in the message. I'm also very adamant that we need some change in Pima County. We're seeing things go on right now with county administration, with it's a non-responsive to the people. You're seeing things with Rosemont Copper. Excuse me. You're seeing things with Rosemont Copper where you have county government basically effectively using the permit process. That is they're only an agency for the federal government to process the permit for Rosemont Copper, which comes from the Forest Service, and they're using it as a political tool. That's really bad government. People are upset about it. There needs to be change. There's kind of an old boys network in southern Arizona. And I'll tell you what, I'll be here to break that up.
Well, one of the knocks on the legislative group that you were a part of this current session is that you all were not friendly to local governments like Pima County, and now you may be a part of that government.
Well, you know, we took tough choices up at the legislature. I was elected in back in 2008, sworn in 2009. We inherited a $3 billion deficit. Today, the state of Arizona has a $500 million surplus. We made tough choices. We made tough choices on all aspects of government around the state of Arizona. Pima County was impacted. Maricopa County, Pinal County, Coconino County, everyone had some kind of negative impact because of the huge economic crisis that we were in. But we didn't mess around at the legislature. We went up there. We took care of business. We cut government. We did some sweeps. We also instilled the sales tax referendum. And we got down and we got down to business. And now Arizona was the 35th largest producer of jobs in the United States. And today, as your state legislator, I can proudly say we're number 7 in the nation in creating jobs because of the stability that we've put forth in the Arizona legislature.
State Representative Vic Williams is with us, one of four candidates, Republican candidates in the primary, and we will be talking to all of the candidates here over the coming days. When you shaped up this campaign, your signs certainly are appearing all over the place. How are you approaching this?
Well, let me tell you a little something. Also, I'd like to mention my website, voteforvic.com. That's voteforvic.com. We're just getting on the tail end of putting out about 1,200 signs in the district. If you live in the Northwest, you've probably seen our signs. We're now going to go into our bumper sticker campaign. We're going to mail out 30,000 bumper stickers. We are going to hand walk about 20,000 bumper stickers to residents around the community, and plus people who have vehicles that are registered in Northwest Pima County that might not be the most, say, elaborate vehicle. We'd be happy to pay you $500 if you'd allow my volunteers to bumper sticker your car from bumper to bumper. And that's the next process. We're going to go out there. We're going to stay on the phones. We're going to keep walking precincts. I walk a tremendous amount of precincts. I'm going to keep doing public events, and we'll be articulating our message once again through our website. We'll be articulating our message through flyers, and we'll be out there good old-fashioned shoe leather. I've burned it up year after year as your state representative, and I'll continue to do it as your county supervisor.
How about Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry? How would you feel if you wind up on the board? Would you feel that he should continue as the Pima County Administrator?
Well, last time I was on your show some months back, we talked about this. And let me be quite frank to that. Look, if I have two other votes that will work with me coming into Pima County government, I'd probably want to chart my own course, probably go in a different direction. If I was able to take over a new corporation, I'd probably be looking for a new CEO, and I would probably want someone who'd be working with me at the county level, being a member of the board, having a new administrator. But with that being said, I have to have votes to make that happen, and we'll see who wins the elections. We'll see what happens over in 4. We'll see what happens over in District 3, if there's any kind of change there or not. With that being said, ultimately, look, I have to work to get along with that board at some level. I'll probably be in a political minority as a Republican legislator, as a fiscal conservative, as a pro-business economic development type Republican. I'll probably be up against some Democrats that have different social agendas that are different than mine. So I'm going to have to learn to work with them. But once again, articulating the message, working through the media, making sure that when we're on the right side of the issue about job development, about infrastructure repair, dollars going into our roads, that we work and get our message out to the general public.
The supervisors have freed up, I think it's about $10 million for potholes and road repair. Being a resident of the district that you are running in, I can tell you that the roads on my street, Vic Williams, are horrible.
Yeah.
They've been patched over and over and over. How many times can we keep patching?
And that's the problem. $10 million, too little, too late. And look, Chuck Huckleberry is trying to say that's the legislature that did some sweeps to her funds that caused us. No, it's not. It's the county administration that has refused to invest into highway restoration and road preservation on a regular prolonged effect is what's happening here. Now we're at the point of critical no return. Some of our streets are going to have to be torn up and replaced rather than being repaired. And if we continue to allow this to happen, we are going to be in an economic crisis in this county. But let me go on to say, how do you pay for these? You pay for these not by raising taxes. You pay for these by making sure that general fund dollars are appropriated to road maintenance and preservation. You do that just like they've done up in Marana. They've done that up in Oro Valley.
All four of the Republican candidates are for the Rosemont Mine. So one of you that moves on to face Nancy Young-Wright, who is opposed to the mine, it's going to become almost a referendum on Rosemont, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And look, and it's about bad government that's going on here. It's about government getting in the way, affecting itself, putting that, quite frankly, its nose into something that it has no business doing. Rosemont, as long as it adheres or meets or exceeds the standards of the environmental impact study, which is put forward by the Forest Service, as long as it meets it, then Rosemont should be allowed to open up. And then Pima County is the permitting agency for the federal government, and it's using this permit process as a lever or a tool to stop or impede Rosemont's success. That's bad government. That's wrong. And I think that's indicative of the nature of Pima County government this time. That's something I'll change. That's something I will plan on breaking up daily. Matter of fact, if I'm elected, first board meeting that I can, I will move that we show support for Rosemont Copper. We'll see what kind of votes come along with me.
What is the next step now for the campaign? You say you're going door to door, you're doing phone banking and all those things, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Continue to work and repeat. We have 40 days as of today until Election Day. Get out there, touch voters, make sure they know who we are. We know we have a strong name ID. Continue to meet with them. I've been to 12 to 1,400 public events since first being elected. I've spoken in front of 10 to 12,000 people in this legislative and in supervisors' district since first being in office. Continue to be there. Continue to be out in front with folks. Let them know where I stand on issues. Go to visit my website, voteforvic.com. Take a look at my blog. Take a look at the different stuff that we do. Go to my Facebook page and keep moving forward on that. And we're going to be successful and move forward and put a positive campaign out there, not based on negative, not based on tearing other people down, based on the positive attributes of Pima County, our success in Northwest Pima County, and how do we translate that vision of success to the rest of the region? That's something that's not being articulated by the other candidates right now. Something will be articulated by me, and you won't see me going negative on the other people unless I have to defend my record if it gets distorted by others.
Representative Vic Williams, thank you very much. Again, your website?
VoteForVic.com.
All right. Thank you very much. That's going to do it for the first portion of the Buckmaster Show. David Levy is coming up next. Stay with us.
Simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top quality custom made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Limb and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTrans, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:22 on this midweek edition. And this portion of Buckmaster is brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3.5 hours east of Tucson to historic Silver City, known for its vibrant arts community. Downtown Silver City hosts a variety of galleries, gift shops, historic buildings, fine dining, and quaint homes. There's plenty of great accommodation in Silver City, including Georgetown Cabins. You can find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. Also, this portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. While we're waiting for David Levy, who is up at his astronomy camp in upstate New York, I want to tell you that upcoming on the Buckmaster Show, we will be talking about animal care issues at 12:30 with our friends from Veterinary Specialty Center at Tucson. Leah Marquez Peterson will be joining us, the CEO and the president of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And we invite you to visit the Buckmaster Show website. That's buckmastershow.com. We've got our full list of show contributors up there, people like General John Wickham, Terry Bracey, who covers Washington, D.C. for us, Keith Rosenblum on border issues. Our finance person is Shelley Fishman. All sorts of people, though. Dr. Victoria Mazes, who heads up the Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona. Jack Chalam is our nutrition reporter. And Tom Collier covers consumer affairs issues for us. 621. Check out our website at 79 or call us at 790-2040, 790-2040. If you would like to give us a call right now and tell us perhaps how you feel about the upcoming supervisor's race. We just heard from Vic Williams. We'll be interviewing all four of the candidates for Pima County Supervisor in the coming days. Of course, we heard from Vic Williams. Still to come, we have Allie Miller, Stuart McDonald, and Mike Helen, all candidates for Pima County Supervisor. Coming up tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show, Mark Koskinemi. Mark is a Pima County employee who is running for Congress in CD2. Mark will be running and is running against Colonel Martha McSally in the Republican primary. Also, Tom Swetnam will be with us. Tom is the University of Arizona wildfire expert, talking about what has been a crazy wildfire season. And our candidate series continues with Dustin Cox. He's one of three Democrats in the legislative nine, District 9 race for the state legislature, House of Representatives. Coming up Friday on the Buckmaster Show, Carolyn Cox will be our Friday focus interview. Carolyn is the Pima County GOP local chairman. Going to go now to Rick Grinnell on the Buckmaster Show. Rick, how are you?
I'm well, my friend. How are you?
How are things going? How did that rally go for jobs that you had recently?
Well, you know what? The rally was it was hot and a lot of people were working, but we had 140 for lunch, so it all turned out good. So it was a good event, and we educating people on the mission of the Southern Arizona Business Coalition to educate people about mining, the importance of mining, the importance of the F-35 in the resource industry, and it's all about trying to make sure we put people to work.
You know, we had Vic Williams just on the show, and he was talking about whoever emerges in that race in District 1 for Pima County Supervisor will be going up against Nancy Young Wright. That's going to be a referendum on Rosemont, isn't it?
Well, you know, and here's the irony of this whole situation. The county has spent, I don't know how many amounts of money trying to fight Rosemont Copper. But at the end of the day, the Forest Service, the federal government, will have the final say-so. And the county is unfortunately wasting a lot of taxpayer money doing so. We are going to address that issue with the county. We're going to ask them to be more specific on some issues and get back to creating jobs and stimulating the economy and creating an environment so that the private sector can do what the private sector does, which is create the economic wealth and the commerce in our in Pima County here. If they want to make it a referendum on Rosemont, I think it's a big mistake because actually Rosemont's polling over 70%.
Rick Grinnell is with us on the Buckmaster Show. Rick, what did you think of Mayor Rothschild's, I think he's calling it now that he's finished with his 180-day plan, he's calling it now a 360-day plan that he has released, talking about maybe downtown needs some small hotels.
Well, you know, rather than be critical, I really think at the end of the day, last year's campaign was focusing, and the focus should be about how do we stimulate jobs and put people back to work. And the 180-day plan had more to do with some zoning and some other things, which cleanup stuff that they've been working on prior to last year's election. And I'm glad to see they've accomplished some things. But at the end of the day, we do need probably more boutique hotels downtown. The Rio Nuevo is getting ready today, as a matter of fact, to consider buying the Manning House. Don't ask me why, but it's just one of those situations that, you know, it seems to me that we're spending a whole lot of time and energy on paperwork and shoveling paperwork from one pile to another instead of what is it we can do. I mean, the city council has come out in opposition, basically, to the F-35. I mean, that's embarrassing to me. The F-35 creates 20% of the revenue for the Tucson airport. We're going to look into invest additional resources in this Tucson airport. Rosemont Copper, we're talking about direct impact for jobs in southern Arizona that could be huge for the general fund over the next 20, 25 years. And so these are the things that I believe that's where city council needs to be focusing and get out of the development business. Let developers develop and create an environment in which they can develop in a timely manner with not a major amount of overhead. And so I always wish the mayor and council good luck because it's still my city, but I just don't necessarily agree with the process that they're engaging right now.
Rick Grinnell with us on the Buckmaster Show. Rick, of course, former mayoral candidate, former member of the Rio Nuevo board. We had Fletcher McCusker on the show Friday, and he was saying that he knows they're up against really just a few months. They've got to turn it around. Can they turn it around, Rick, bottom line?
If they get honest with the amount of money that they have and what they really, you know, one of the things Jody Bain and I were working on was in our retreat, we were going to talk about the bond money, how we could use that bond money or reallocate the bond money somehow legally.
Yeah.
So that we can invest in the TCC.
Yeah, we got to go.
We could do some stuff for the TCC. It's a motion that I made three times.
You got to go,
while
Rick.
I was on the board. And I think that's where the board needs to really focus on investing in the Tucson Convention Center.
Thank you, Rick. Got to go. Thank you very much, Rick Grinnell.
All right, brother.
Thanks.
Good luck. Bye.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Israel is again accusing Iran of being behind an attack on Israelis outside their country, this time in Bulgaria, where a bus carrying young people exploded at a resort. Bulgarian officials say at least a half dozen people were killed. U.S. officials say today's attack on a high-level government meeting in Syria could mark a turning point in the conflict there. The attack killed at least three top Syrian officials. Ann Romney says her husband's campaign is not quite there yet when it comes to a choice of a running mate. She tells ABC News that Mitt Romney hasn't yet decided who will be his vice presidential candidate. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up about 103 points, the NASDAQ ahead 32, and the S&P trading 9 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
At work, Matt Groom.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowell and Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
.34 now on the Buckmaster Show. Welcome back. Once a month here, we focus on animal care issues on the Buckmaster Show. The segment is about specialty animal care presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet. Located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. Joining us on this month's animal care segment is Dr. Carolyn Betbees, who specializes in veterinary ophthalmology. Dr. Betbees was recently honored with a 2-year appointment as a member of the board of directors at the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. Dr. Betbees, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what a veterinary ophthalmologist does and is.
Well, a veterinary ophthalmologist is a veterinarian that specializes in ocular diseases of pets in any type of animal. We examine the eyes and determine whether or not any surgeries or procedures are necessary for treatment of those ocular diseases.
What are some of the common ophthalmology conditions in pets?
Some of the most common things that we see are cataracts, corneal ulcers, glaucoma, many things that are seen by human ophthalmologists. We also see in our pets.
Yeah, well, you can't just sit like a human, sit down and read an eye chart, obviously, with a pet. So,
right.
So how do you test your companion animal's vision?
Well, there's a number of different ways that we would test their vision. One way is very simply just watching how they maneuver around an unfamiliar environment. So oftentimes we'll set up a maze of obstacles for them in an unfamiliar room and watch how they navigate through that. Other things we can do that are more simple are, you know, just showing our hand in front of their eye, dropping a cotton ball or something that doesn't smell or make any noise in front of them and seeing how they track that. So there's a lot of different ways to test vision without reading the eye chart.
Can you tell by looking in the animal's eye about animal eye disease?
Yeah, I mean, most of our exam actually focuses on finding what's normal and versus abnormal. So we look in the eye with special equipment that helps us see the lens and the cornea and all the different structures in the eye, and then we're able to tell just by doing that what is injured or what needs to be addressed. And like I said, we have a lot of special equipment, such as microscopes and things like that, that we can use to help us see deep into the eye and look at the retina and things of that nature so that we can tell what's going on in there without the pet actually having to tell us anything.
With a bark or a meow, right?
Exactly.
Dr. Carolyn Betbees is with us. She is specializing in veterinary ophthalmology at the Veterinary Center, Specialty Center of Tucson. It's an award-winning facility open 24/7, and they have some fabulous equipment there, as you were talking about, Dr. Betbees. How does a pet's vision differ from our vision, a human vision?
Well, if you think about the fact that we walk on two legs and animals walk on four legs, we actually see a lot of different things. You know, their their visual field is a lot different than ours. So that's the first difference. The other differences are that as humans, we tend to see a lot more colors than dogs and cats do, but we're not as good at seeing in the dark, and we're not as good at seeing movement. And that makes sense because dogs and cats need to be able to see those things a little bit better than we do. A common misconception is that pets don't see in color at all, and that's not true. They actually do see color, but it's not as bright, and there aren't as many shades of color that they can see as we can.
Is it also a misconception that dogs and cats, especially cats, can see in the dark?
Well, they can see a little bit better in dark environments than we can, and that all comes down to the type of retinal cell that they have the most of. So they have the most of a certain cell called a rod, and that helps them be able to see better in dark environments. We actually have more of a type of cell called a cone, and that helps us see better during the day.
Who has better vision, dogs or cats generally, in the darker environment?
I would say probably the cat just by a little bit, but overall it's relatively similar.
Dr. Betbees, tell me a little bit about some of the animals that you do see.
Well, I mostly see dogs and cats. That's the majority of my practice. But I see quite a few horses as well. Many of them get ocular injuries or infections of the eye that we need to treat. So I do see quite a few horses. But the majority of my practice is small animals.
Have you done some exotic animals like iguanas or...
Actually, yes, I've gotten to see a couple of snakes, no rattlesnakes or anything, but some snakes, some rabbits and guinea pigs and things like that. But I've also been fortunate to be able to work on some animals at the zoo as well, and been able to see a kangaroo and a flamingo and some other more exotic animals that had ocular problems. So that's pretty fun to get to go out and do that.
What are some of your common surgeries and procedures that you've been doing?
Most of the time I spend my time doing surgeries such as cataract surgery. I do a lot of cataract surgery in dogs. We also do a lot of surgeries on the cornea, which is that clear front part of the eye, and dogs and cats tend to have trouble getting cactus stuck in that or getting injuries to the cornea, so sometimes we have to put them under anesthesia to remove those foreign objects, and also suture closed any wounds or anything like that. And I would say those are probably the majority of it. We also do a lot of eyelid surgery as well. There are a lot of dog breeds that have problems with the eyelids rolling inwards and irritating the eye, so we do a lot of surgery like that as well to try and help them with comfort.
Tell me about glaucoma and macular degeneration, two very difficult problems for those of us who are aging. Do pets have the same issues?
Well, pets definitely get glaucoma. I mean, that's a big thing that we treat. Dogs especially, they get a type of glaucoma called primary glaucoma, and oftentimes it's related to their breed. Mm-hmm. So many of them are kind of predisposed to getting that. So similar to humans, there are some types of humans that are more prone to getting glaucoma, especially if you have a family history of it. As far as macular degeneration, dogs and cats don't have a macula, so they don't get macular degeneration. They do get other types of retinal degeneration, though, and those are typically inherited type problems, and they are pretty devastating. So they are usually progressive in nature, and there's really no cure for them. So if your pet is diagnosed with one of those types of retinal degenerations, it can be hard.
Carolyn Betbees, Dr. Betbees is with us, specializing in veterinary ophthalmology at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Tell me a little bit about an animal that loses its vision. Can it still be a good companion animal?
Oh, yes. That's actually also another common misconception, is that a blind pet is not a happy pet. They can be very, very happy. My personal dog is blind, and he does wonderfully. They do a great job at getting around in their home environment. Dogs tend to use their sense of smell and hearing a lot better than humans do. And just like a human that goes blind, those senses perk up after they've had an ocular problem that causes blindness. So they do tend to do really well, especially if their owners are patient with them. They do tend to do quite well.
Anything that the owner should keep in mind around the house that can help them?
For sure. If you have another pet, especially one that likes to be with that blind pet, you can put a bell on their collar, and that way they can use their sense of hearing to kind of follow that other pet around. It's also really important to make the home safe. So if there are stairs that they could fall down, it's important to put a gate at those. If there's a pool they could fall into, they really need to make sure that there's a fence around that pool so that the animal can't get into that area. Those two things can be quite dangerous for them. The other thing is just to kind of pick up toys, pick up anything, bags that might be left in their pathway, because anything that's out of the ordinary or not normally positioned might cause them a problem.
Dr. Carolyn Betbees, specializing in veterinary ophthalmology, thank you very much for being with us, Dr. Betbees.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks a lot. This segment presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility open 24/7 at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pet orthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and Fifth. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
The RTA,
Delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Kolb Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Well, 50. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI. The Voice, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line, and we welcome now on the live line Leah Marquez-Peterson, President and CEO of the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Leah, how are you today?
Oh, good, Bill. Good to hear you.
Yeah, it's good to hear you as well. I know you're getting ready for tomorrow's legislative luncheon. Are tickets still available, Leah?
Absolutely. We're excited to host Glenn Hammer, the president of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry, tomorrow at our luncheon.
That will be at the Viscount Suites for Mr. Hammer. And, you know, Mr. Hammer and his group, the Arizona Chamber, came out, I think it was last Friday, Leah, opposing the sales tax measure that is expected to be on the ballot in November. Has the Hispanic Chamber come out against that as well?
You know, it's interesting. We had a lot of dialogue about the Quality Jobs and Education Initiative, I believe, is the one you're referring to.
Yes.
And at the time, they were questioning the signatures that were part of the petition process. So the last business advocacy meeting we held, we decided to hold on any kind of decision until we found out if it was truly going to be on the ballot.
Yeah, that's actually being heard today in Maricopa County Superior Court. We probably will know within the next couple of weeks whether or not that measure will be on the ballot. Has the chamber, your chamber, come out for any of these measures as of yet?
Yes, actually, we did just file ballot arguments for and against for the upcoming ballot in November. One of the initiatives that we are supportive of is the Open Elections, Open Government Initiative. Particularly excited about that, and I think we're one of the few business organizations that has stepped out on that initiative.
Why are you in favor of that?
I think we hear from so many in the business community and community overall just how divisive politics have become in Arizona. One of the, I know, concerns the party leaders have had with this initiative is that you do not have to put your party affiliation on the ballot. We think the idea of a system that takes the top two vote-getters to the general ballot would be pretty exciting in the community. And we'd be really listening as voters to what people stand for and their opinions. I think it would also provide not so much extreme opinion from the candidates, whether it's very left or very right. We would get people who maybe had a more rounded approach to different issues.
Any other measures that you can tell us about that you're for or against?
Sure. Another proposition is the personal property tax exemption. That's something we came out in support of. It's something that we think will encourage businesses to invest in equipment because the personal property tax exemption would apply, and we hope that's something that passes in November also.
We had the gentleman heading up the Arizona Advocacy Network on the show yesterday. Sam Wersinski was with us, and he was going over some of these propositions as well. He said that he's very much against changing the way judges are selected in Arizona. What's your take on that proposition?
That's interesting. That's also been very controversial, the merit selection of judges. In fact, tomorrow, prior to the luncheon, we're hosting our business advocacy committee meeting, and that is on the agenda. We reached out and surveyed the attorneys that are members of the Tucson Hispanic Chamber, and many of them, I'd say the majority of them, are opposed to that. So we've got information pro and con that measure, and we'll be debating that tomorrow.
This legislative session, and I know that will be the topic for Glenn Hammer, how did it fare really for business, especially small business in Arizona this past session?
I think what you'll hear from Glenn is that he felt very encouraged by some of the bills that passed, that it will help the business environment. I personally think that the Arizona Chamber is the most influential chamber in our state. They certainly carry a lot of weight and up in the Phoenix area with our legislators. So excited to hear from him tomorrow in terms of specific bills that they worked on that might have died during the legislative session or that they encourage people to pass. He's also going to talk about the impact on business in Arizona and business in southern Arizona.
Has the Hispanic Chamber in Tucson taken a position on Rosemont?
We have, and we took that months ago. We endorsed the Rosemont Copper Mine.
And why is that, Leah?
And again, another very controversial debate. Over 9 months, we toured the mine, heard from the pro stance, the con stance, had a lot of different debate internally, and decided that ultimately the jobs that it would provide, the economic impact of the mine, would be very positive. We also think this is probably one of the greenest mines, if you call it that, in years and years, that they've done so much with technology, and their approach to the environment has been very positive.
12:55 on the Buckmaster Show. We are speaking with Leah Marquez Peterson. She is president and CEO of the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, a chamber that really continues to grow. I think we should say that this is not a chamber that is just for people of Hispanic origin, correct?
Correct. I mean, that's often what the misperception out there, that you don't have to be Hispanic or speak Spanish to attend our events or getting involved or join the chamber. However, we do talk about the fast-growing Hispanic demographic and talk to businesses of all size and different industries about what they're doing in their own marketing or business plan to reach the Hispanic community.
If you had to pick a number one issue that your members are concerned about as mainly small business people, what is that issue?
The large umbrella issue is, how do I grow my revenues? Mm-hmm. I think ultimately over the last several years during this economic downturn, they've laid off people. They're very lean in terms of their infrastructure. And now businesses are turning to, what are creative ideas either the Hispanic Chamber can help us with, or events that you're producing that can help us grow our revenue. So that's a lot of the programming you see us producing in the Chamber.
What are some of the creative ideas that people have been turning to, Leah, to kind of generate business for their opportunities?
We think two in particular that we've been focused on recently is procurement. A lot of the small business community is concerned about, how do I sell to the government, to larger companies? So we've been focused and partnered with the U.S. Small Business Administration on certification classes. It doesn't cost anything for business to get certified if they complete the paperwork, and they can be designated as a woman-owned business or an 8A certified firm and have huge opportunities selling to the local and the federal government. The second opportunity that I think a lot of businesses overlook is just an hour south of us in Sonora. Opportunities internationally to export their product, perhaps have vendors or suppliers from Mexico. And so we have partnered with the Vamos a Tucson office, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, on an office in Hermosillo. So we work with a lot of our businesses on, what do you do to import and export and have relationships in Sonora?
What are your business owners telling you about the business climate right now? Are things slowly starting to turn around?
Yes, that's absolutely what we're hearing. Very slowly. It depends on the industry. Obviously, real estate is such a major component of industry here in southern Arizona, but we're hearing some positive things, a little bit more in commercial, some residential real estate picking up a bit. The retailers, though it's been tough over the summer, are, again, so dependent on our Mexican tourism, focused a little bit more on, how do we reach people and get them to spend the dollars here in southern Arizona. So it is, I think, improving slowly.
Is the city trying to do their part? I know they've taken on some new people that are going to be focusing on small business.
Yeah, and that's particularly exciting. I mean, with Mayor Rothschild's small business liaison, Maricela Solis, and city manager Debbie Chandler working on economic development, we're excited to see what comes out of the city as part of that.
The Legislative Luncheon, folks can get information where about that, Leah?
Sure, on our website at TucsonHispanicChamber.org. They don't have to be a member. It's open to the public. And again, it's tomorrow at Viscount Suites, 11:30 to 1:30.
And you also have a member orientation event coming up later this month. And there's also a session about Latino marketing, how to reach that fast-growing Hispanic demographic. So there's all sorts of opportunities coming up. All of that is on your website, I assume.
It is.
Leah Marquez-Peterson, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot. Leah Marquez-Peterson, she is the president and CEO of really the fast-growing, not only the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, but they are really talking about this fast-growing Hispanic demographic here and how to reach that particular market. That's going to do it today for the Buckmaster Show. Thank you very much for being with us on our midweek edition. I want to tell you that bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by our friends at Culligan. Culligan Water, offering the best drinking water, the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. Culligan Water, folks, it just simply tastes better. That's going to do it. Hope you had a great morning and are looking forward to a good afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.